Hundreds missing in ferries sinking.
Tilting and shifting and people diving into the cold water.
Boston bomb scare.
Training kicked in. Looked into the backpack, saw that it was a rice cooker.
Spring chill.
It's the winter that won't end. Looks like snow again.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A human tragedy's unfolding off the southern coast of South Korea. A desperate rescue effort as a ferry sinks. Four people are known dead, 300 missing, many of them students on a trip. CBS's Seth Doan.
Passengers were hoisted to safety in helicopters, while those still stranded clung to railings and the side of the sinking ship. 18 helicopters, along with about 80 Coast Guard, Navy vessels, and private fishing boats, rushed to try to save passengers, who reported hearing a loud bang before the ship started to sink. The announcement told us that we should stay still, this rescued student said, but it was already sinking, and there were a lot of students who did not get out of the ship. 325 of the passengers on board were high school students, on their way from the port of Incheon near Seoul to the southern resort island of Jeju. This mother of an 18-year-old high school student said, "I felt like my heart stopped. I can't describe the feeling with one word. I can't even talk about it."
A robotic sub was put back to work today in the Indian Ocean in the hunt for the missing Malaysia Airlines plane and its black boxes. It was pulled up to the surface early again because of technical issues. So far, it's uncovered no new leads. Here at home, an unsettling sound near the Boston Marathon finish line a year after the bombings. Experts detonated a backpack as a precaution. Inside was a rice cooker filled with confetti. Police Superintendent Randall Halstead says there is a suspect.
The person who was walking down the street was a white male in his early 20s. At this time, that person is under arrest. He's being charged with being disorderly, disturbing the peace, and possession of a hoax device.
The man was barefoot, identified as 25-year-old Kayvon Edson. A second stray backpack was detonated, too. It appears to have been left behind by a member of the media covering yesterday's bombing observances.
I'm Heather Bosch in Boston. Today, lawyers for Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev are heading to court. They're asking a judge to dismiss some of the charges against him. They say some are redundant. Tsarnaev faces a 30-count federal indictment stemming from the bombing that killed three people and wounded more than 260. He's also accused in the death of an MIT officer days later. Some of the charges carry the death penalty. Tsarnaev has pleaded not guilty.
New York City's police department has disbanded a unit that tracked Muslims in a bid to detect post-9/11 terror threats. Ibrahim Hooper of the Council for American Islamic Relations.
After years and years of intensive scrutiny, nothing was uncovered that led to any kind of foiling of a plot of any kind.
The Justice Department's still reviewing complaints about the program. In Kansas, authorities say there is enough evidence to put a hate crimes case before a grand jury in the murders of three people at Jewish centers. The white supremacist suspect is held on $10 million bond. In Murraysville, Pennsylvania, students have returned to class for the first time since a mass stabbing at their high school last week. KDKA Radio's Barbara Boylan.
There's been a steady stream of cars and buses heading into the campus this morning. The traffic started a little earlier than usual because students held a prayer vigil at the football field before school. Many students say they're anxious to get back, and the district has counselors available for those who may still be uneasy.
Four injured students are still in the hospital. Students all across the country are getting a first look at the new look SAT. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Steve, the sneak peek features sample questions, even some explanations of them. There will be emphasis on analysis and achievement, a de-emphasis on aptitude. No math calculators allowed. The new three-hour test will include focus on real-world applications. A reading passage provided as an example.
My faith in the Constitution is...
Adaptation of a speech by Congresswoman Barbara Jordan at the Nixon impeachment hearings. Test takers must answer some questions about the meaning and the implications of what Jordan said. The revamped test will be introduced in 2016.
NATO says it's reinforcing its military presence along its eastern border in response to Russia's moves in Ukraine. From eastern Ukraine, CBS's Holly Williams has the latest on the struggle between the government and pro-Russian supporters.
The militants have popular support from many Russian-speaking Ukrainians who claim they're discriminated against by their own government. We're fighting for ourselves and for our land, said this man. Do I look like a terrorist to you?
Secretary of State Kerry is bound for Geneva to talk with Russian and Ukrainian officials. Feels like winter from the Midwest into the East and down into the Deep South this morning, with temperatures on either side of freezing. There's snow on the ground in some places. Much of northern Wisconsin and Michigan could get a foot of snow today. Ohio farmer Glenn Monin fears the bitter spring cold wiped out his peaches.
It is one of our major crops. We've lost probably 95% of the peaches, if we have any at all. The other thing that we're worried about is our raspberry crop.
The dangerously dry weather in the West could keep pushing our food prices higher. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
Market analysts are predicting significant increases in the prices of fruit and vegetables in the months ahead, and they point to the long California drought as the main reason. Arizona State University researchers say the price of a head of lettuce could jump as much as 62 cents, tomatoes 45 cents more per pound, avocados 35 cents more apiece. California is the nation's main source of all three. Peppers also likely to take a price hit, as well as various fruit.
A just-released report may change some of the conventional wisdom about comas and life support. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us with more.
One-third of patients in a vegetative state showed signs of brain activity when they were hooked up to a high-tech scanner. And a study in the Lancet Medical Journal reports most of those had recovered some consciousness a year later. This could revolutionize the field, since current methods of determining the prognosis for comatose patients are little better than guesswork. Experts predict these PET scans, though expensive, will become crucial in deciding whether or when to withdraw life support. Steve?
Well, court filings indicate General Motors will ask a judge to shield the company from legal claims before its 2009 bankruptcy. This could have an impact on cases that involve fatalities linked to defective ignition switches in more than 2 million cars. Recreational marijuana is legal in two states, and public acceptance is rising elsewhere in the country. But CBS's Barry Bagnano says health experts are concerned important health issues are being ignored.
In the Journal of Neuroscience, researchers warn that even casual recreational use of marijuana causes important brain changes impacting emotion and motivation. This is a small study involving young adults between the ages of 18 and 25 from Boston area colleges. The more pot that was smoked, the greater the number and extent of abnormalities that were detected. One author from Northwestern University says the findings challenge the notion that occasional pot use is harmless.
Singer Miley Cyrus has admitted she's used marijuana. But her publicist says she's now in the hospital after a severe allergic reaction to antibiotics. A concert last night in Kansas City was canceled. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.